Sports Central. Sports Central.
Well, we're certainly enjoying our catch-up each week with Richie Gibson, who got some great feedback from you, the listener, after our chat last week. And, well, I don't know if we've given Richie a title. Richie, good afternoon. Nice to speak to you again.
Good afternoon, Brett. How are you?
Well, we're sort of calling you our, sort of, I suppose, resident motivator, our resident thinker, just to get our minds thinking, of course. RichieGibson.com is where you can log on to, and you can pick up a copy of Richie's book, Be You, Be Great. And if you haven't heard Richie before, out on the speaking circuit, has written many a fine book, helps a lot of elite sporting teams in this country in terms of their preparations for an upcoming season. And as I mentioned, Richie, you did get some great feedback from our listeners after our chat last week.
Exactly, Brett. The response we had was quite overwhelming, actually. The Charlie Plum story that related back to the question of who packs your parachute, a lot of people actually contacted me after and requested a copy of the audiobook because they couldn't get through, and rightly so. And also, they were happy to share who packs their parachute and who enables them to land on their feet safely each week. So, which brings me into a bit of a segue, actually, Brett, with regards to what I wanted to talk about this week.
Yep.
This week, I wanted to talk about what does a hero look like? And I wanted to ask you first, before we talk to the listeners, I wanted to ask you, when I mention that word, what does a hero look like? What's your opinion?
Well, the instant thing that comes to my mind, having worked in grassroots sport, is just the unsung heroes who don't, take on volunteer roles, get any kudos. I mean, it's always great, I reckon, when you go to a local sporting club's awards night and you see someone presented with life membership and they might have devoted, 20, 30 years, whatever it might have been, Richie, to their club. They're the heroes in my eyes, the ones who, stick with an organisation, because a lot of organisations have, pay people who come and go and they're there for a small period, but it's the people who have been around who just will bleed for an organisation and do whatever it takes to make that organisation better, and they don't get a cent into their pocket at all. So that's my definition.
Such a selfless.
Cool. Just lost Richie there. Got you there, Richie? No. Okay. We just lost connection. We'll get that back. 16 past 2. So Richie is going to talk about that. What does a hero look like today? So you can join us as well, 94291116. I think we've got you back.
Yeah, sorry about that, Brett.
That's all right.
Just cut out. Having spent a quarter of my life in the Army and having witnessed firsthand some of the most heroic men and women serving their country, I've always asked myself the very question, what does a hero look like?
Mm.
And a great many of the people who I serve with in the actually respect the opinion of collectively reserve the term hero for selected individuals. The term hero is defended for those who act in the face of adversity and show courage.
Yep.
What they do, what's morally right in spite of peer pressure. A hero normally is defined by his or her choices and actions, not by the circumstances that arise. I believe that a hero can be brave and willing to sacrifice their life.
Mm.
But I think that we all have a hero inside all of us. Someone that's unselfish and without want of reward. They're the people that you're talking about that sacrifice for 20 years or so at particular football clubs and just unselfishly, altruistically giving their time just for the sake of helping other people. I've learned that most heroes are extraordinary people.
Yep.
It's their act that is extraordinary. We all have a unique talent and skill set, I believe. What the world needs, I think, is heroes who have the ability to make extraordinary things happen in the environment that we live in. I believe that performing an act of kindness or a good deed, no matter how small, shifts that positive energy that can profoundly change lives. Doing something nice for someone with no ulterior motive can impact someone's life and give them pretty much hope for the future. A good deed that you did for someone today can have a far-reaching, powerful and long-lasting effect on more than just that person. It has a compounding effect.
Yep.
How you affect others, basically, allows you to be the hero of your own story and sets an example of what is possible. You actually become the inspiration showing others their true potential.
Have you got an example, Richie, of just a little act of kindness from your good self in recent times that you can share?
Actually, coincidentally, I do, Brett. One that comes to mind is I was actually in an annual general meeting in the city a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was running overtime, and the deadline for my on-street parking was approaching. I needed to excuse myself and and not get a fine, basically, and feed the meter.
Oh, is that what you got to do? Oh, right, I should have learnt my lesson.
I ran up the street with only a few minutes left before the meter expired. And as I was approaching the car, I noticed the parking officer looking at the license plate and registration details of the car directly behind mine. So I went up to him and said, "Excuse me, mate. A close friend and I are currently in a meeting just down the road, and the meeting has run over time. This is his car, and the one in front is mine.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if I could possibly pay and extend both his and my parking." This parking officer looked at his watch, looked at the car, thought about it for a second,
yep,
agreed, and walked off to an adjoining street as the remainder of the car spaces were vacant. I put a few bucks extra in the meter and fed both cars, then placed a ticket in my car under the windshield wiper of the car behind me as well.
It wasn't a friend's car, was it?
That wasn't a friend's car.
Oh.
It was a complete stranger and a person that I'd never met. But I didn't want him or her to receive a fine. So I put the ticket under the wiper, and as well as at the back of every single one of my BU Be Great books, I always include a card, and it's a BU Be Great Act of Kindness card. And pretty much I left the rest to fate. So when the person arrived back at their car,
yep,
they would have noticed a ticket with additional time under their windscreen and an act of kindness card, being grateful and appreciative, hopefully paid it forward, perpetuating the cycle and helping numerous other people as well.
Richie Gibson always with us. You can catch him at richiegibson.com. What does a hero look like is the topic today. And we were talking about what is an act of kindness card, Richie.
Yeah, Brett, one of the last chapters of my book is on gratitude. And I'm a big fan of Kevin Spacey, and he once quoted saying, "If you're lucky enough to do well, it's your responsibility to send the elevator back down." And, you know, if you're doing well in life, I think it's time to repay that good deed and help other people back up. So at the back of every single book that I have written, I put a PVC, looks like a membership card, and it's an act of kindness card. And on the front, it says, "Your act of kindness and how you're about to make someone feel is the most valuable currency there is." And if you turn the card over, it has a unique number on the back. And it's basically saying, pay it forward. Do something nice for someone and pay it forward. But if people get onto my website, bubegreat.com.au, or even richiegibson.com, and they go to the act of kindness tab, what happens is when they do an act of kindness with this card, they type in the card number. The website will ask what their name is and what their act of kindness was, and then it'll geolocate where they actually are. It'll drop a pin on their location, and every time someone enters that same card number from anywhere around the world, it'll track where that act of kindness started, and you can track and see where your act of kindness is spread all around the world.
Okay. A little offer you've got for a couple of the SEN listeners, whoever's first in best dressed?
Yeah, Brett, this week I wanted our listeners to think back to a time in their life when someone was a hero for them. I bet they've never forgotten what that person did, their courage, and their actions. As I said before, a hero is not necessarily someone that wears a cape, has superpowers, or saves the world. Being a hero is about helping others and endeavouring to make a difference in other people's lives, creating a ripple effect that basically all started with you. So what I wanted to do, Brett, was, if people get onto my website, bubegreat.com.au, and they go to the shop, normally the act of kindness cards are $2, but I'll give them away free to whoever buys one. All they've got to do is pay $1 for postage, and I will send, if we get 1,000 of them, I'll send 1,000 out. But and that way we can create a ripple effect that all started with SEN on a Sunday afternoon.
All right, so we just want the listeners, of course, to SMS their details through to our SMS here, 0433 98 11 16, and we'll certainly put you in touch with Richie in that regard. So, interesting discussion about what is a hero, and I suppose everyone's got a different take on that, whether it's the local volunteer at a sporting club or someone who's done quite an extraordinary deed out of their comfort zone in life, and there's plenty of people who have got out of their comfort zone. I mean, Richie, you work with a lot of elite sporting teams, and you're about to do it over the summer with a number of them who are always having to get out of their comfort zone and do heroic acts.
Yeah, absolutely, Brett. But you touched on it earlier on. The thing that always intrigues me are the people that are on a base salary, but they go above and beyond. They deliver more than what's expected of them, and they're completely unselfish. I've got a friend that works down in the Canberra Raiders, and I know he works extremely long hours, but he's very passionate about it, and he's really, really passionate about helping the club and growing further. And there's people like that. Every single weekend, you go to any football field or cricket field, and you'll see mums and dads in the canteen, or you'll see people just donating their most valuable asset, which is a non-redeemable commodity, which is their time. And for me, that's pretty special.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, resonate with that totally. Mate, great to catch up. RichieGibson.com. Be great as well. You can log on there and have a look at, of course, Richie's book, and take advantage, if you'd like, that act of kindness card. Send us through your details, 0433 98 11 16, and we'll put you in touch, mate. Always nice to catch up.
Thanks, Brett.